Hello, everybody. My name is Mike Parrish, coming to you from Southeast Texas, the great state of Texas, the Lone Star State. Got my good buddy Sammy Hunley here with me.
Right here.
Tell him hi, Sammy.
Hi, Sammy. Who else we got in the room, Mike?
We have our CEO of Willow Street.
That's Entertainment Group, isn't it?
Entertainment Group.
See, you're a good businessman. That's why we have her here.
Mary Crater, who doubles as our mother, my mom.
Well, my mom, when she disowns me, I have to run over. Or if she ain't got nothing to eat. Why don't you tell everybody hi?
Good afternoon. How's there everybody? Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July indeed, absolutely. So, Mike, what we got going on at Fame Games, that's been a big deal lately we got going on here, man. What do we need people to do?
Man, we stumbled across Fame Games a couple of 3 weeks ago and entered with Texas in the Man. And oddly enough, it was a European contest. A song like that. Texas in the Man, we thought we'd be kicked out of the country. But we did really well thanks to everybody on MySpace that went over there and voted for us. And sent their emails and said, you guys vote. This is our vote for Mike Parrish and Six Gun. And it came out really well because in the end, we ended up being the number one all-time record for listener votes. And that's never been done with a song like Texas and the Man in Europe. Wow, in Europe.
Yeah, so. Who would have thought of that? Well, you can't really say Europe and the Man because then it sounds wrong.
Pete Marriott. Might like that.
People that don't know, they need to go check out that whole fiasco. So they need to go. What do they need to do to go vote for Blue Jean Baby?
What we need is for you to open up your regular email, Yahoo, MSN, whatever email account you have, and send an address and email to info@famegamesradio.com. And it's real simple. All you got to do is put my vote for Mike Parrish and Six Gun in your subject line and write what do you write?
Please accept this as a vote this. For Blue Jean Baby or something like that, wouldn't it?
Nope. We're going to have to edit that.
Are we going to have to?
Yeah. Please accept this email as my vote for Mike Parrish and Six Gun and their song Blue Jean Baby.
Oh, it's got to be like that.
Yes. It's got to be that exact. And then they will count. It's only one vote per email address. You can send two or three if you want, but they're going to kick them back, so just one vote. What if you got seven or eight email addresses?
Well, we can't tell you what not to do.
Do not do that.
So, okay, we can tell them what not to do.
Anyway, let me tell you some other things we did on Fame Games real quick. We managed, with a song like Texas and the Man to come out on top of not only number one in the listener votes, but we were in the top 10 of the all-time... That's not the way to say it. We were in the top 10 rock songs, all-time rock songs, number 3. We were in the top 40, the all-time top 40, and came in at number 5 with Texas and the Man. And Blue Jean Baby is sitting in the green room. We're hoping that on July 6th we'll get enough votes and positive reviews to move on to the qualifying round. And we just want to thank everybody for their participation and cooperating with us and helping us go that far. Put a big feather in our cap.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for something that's just got into the mix over there. I mean, that it wasn't like we've been in there like some of those other people for so long. How long was Texas and the Man in there?
We spent about 7 days in the green room, and then the week in the qualifying round, and then into the main edition.
Well, what's typical for somebody to be in the green room? How long do you think?
They can be there for 6-8 weeks or longer if they ever make it out of the green room.
Wow.
So we did pretty well. I'm really happy with this song.
I'm curious how Blue Jean Baby's going to do. I mean, it's a little less specific because there's Blue Jean Babies everywhere, as we have found out.
Yes, there is. There's plenty of Blue Jean Babies. But, you know, the song, it's already been tagged as typical rockabilly, but I don't think we do anything typical. We have a good time with everything we do, and Blue Jean Baby is just a fun song. Recently asked, I think it was Noah Lonnie from Hawaii, wrote us an email, sent us an email asking how did Blue Jean Baby come about, and my daughter Amanda, my youngest daughter, who was about to be married in about a week.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah, to her. asked me for a Christmas present in 05, and she didn't want a car, thank God. She didn't want... She didn't want diamond rings or none of that. She wanted a song, and so
that's all you could afford anyway. So that's
right.
Good.
That's right. We could give a song, and so we sit down and wrote "Blue Jean Baby," and that's the way "Blue Jean Baby" came about. Matter of fact, she is the voice that you hear at the end of that recording that says,
"I'm telling my dad."
That's right.
That's her. That's Amanda. She is going to be Mrs. Amanda Huckabee in about 10 more days. So that's how Blue Jean Baby was born.
Well, while we're doing questions, we had a, who was that? Always a lady from Hillsborough, Texas. And she wrote, of course, a question we hear all the time.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be so famous? Well, Mike,
I was hoping you could answer that one.
Well, you know, walk down the street and